AP News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden, on a trip to New Hampshire, was asked by reporters on the federal judge's ruling striking down the mask mandate on airlines and public transportation.
Mr. President, should people continue to wear masks on planes?
That's up to them.
Are you going to like to appeal the ruling or the ruling that the judge made striking down the mandate?
I haven't spoken to the CDC yet.
The White House now says it will only appeal the ruling if the CDC believes it's still needed. The CDC extended the mandate earlier this month until May 3rd because of the rise of the BA2 subvariant of the Omicron coronavirus variant. The ruling gives airports, mass transit systems, airlines, and ride-hailing services the option to keep the mask rules or drop them entirely, resulting in rules that vary by city and mode of transportation. The president announces a $6 billion plan to save financially distressed nuclear power plants as part of his plan to reduce carbon-generated electricity. Mike Gracia with the details.
The Biden administration has announced a $6 billion project to rescue nuclear power plants that are at risk of closing. The U.S. Department of Energy opened a certification and bidding process Tuesday for a civil nuclear credit program designed to bail out financially distressed owners or operators of nuclear power reactors. The first round of awards will prioritize reactors that have already announced plans to close. Owners of seven currently operating nuclear reactors have already announced plans to retire them through 2025. Nuclear power provides about 20% of electricity in the U.S. The program is being funded through President Joe Biden's $1 trillion infrastructure package. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Stocks closed higher today. The Dow up nearly 1.5%, a 505-point gain. S&P 500, 70 points higher on the day. And the NASDAQ gained 2.2%, 297 points. This is AP News. Russia's offensive is taking aim at Ukrainian cities and towns along a front hundreds of miles long in an attempt to take Ukraine's eastern industrial heartland of coal mines and factories. Israel responds with airstrikes after rockets were fired from Gaza.
Israel holds Gaza's militant rulers, Hamas, responsible for the rocket. However, Israeli authorities said they successfully intercepted the rocket and there were no reports of casualties or damage. In retaliation, Israeli fighter jets carried out a series of airstrikes in the southern Gaza Strip, targeting what they claim was a weapons manufacturing site for Hamas. There were no reports of injuries. The Palestinian rocket attack was the first in months, but follows a series of escalations between the two sides. Days earlier, there were clashes at a sensitive holy site in Jerusalem, a series of deadly attacks inside Israel, and Israeli military raids across the occupied West Bank. I'm Karen Chamas.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.